Hello and welcome to Cruisin' for a Reviewsin'. This week it's a minisode and I'm joined once again by my good friend Chloe.
Hello Cara, hello everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
So I'm bucking the existing tradition, which has been me doing two episodes all up with my guests, whether it's a double episode or an episode and a minisode, because there are a limited amount of Tom Cruise movies out there, so I don't know why I haven't been doing this earlier. I may as well just chuck a few extra episodes in there. So we decided to do a minisode because Chloe admitted to me after all of this that she actually had just never really thought about action movies.
No.
Never really watched them, and upon watching all of the Mission Impossible movies,
I've realised I've been missing out.
Yeah.
Big time. They're so fun.
They're so much fun.
Yeah. So good.
So if you've been listening to this podcast from the beginning or you know me in real life, I would hope that you've gleaned by now that I am a huge action movie fan. It's my favourite genre. All of my favourite movies fall into the action category in some way. Yeah, anyone who tells me, oh, I haven't seen this movie, I'm like, you need to see them because you'll feel differently about action movies.
Yeah.
I know film nerds might be like, there's just explosions and, you know, there's no depth or anything to them. Like, I don't go to the movies necessarily to cry or, I know, feel certain things. Sometimes I just want to go see things explode.
Yeah. And you still feel things. I was petrified just now when we watched Speed.
So, yeah,
Oh my gosh.
I also hope that if you know me more than a month, that you also know my favorite movie of all time is Speed. I have loved it since I saw it probably about 1995 when it first came to video, or I think maybe I saw it on, we had pay TV back in the 90s.
Nice.
And I saw it and I was like, my God, that was the best thing I've ever seen. And my whole family obsessed with it. I taped it off the TV and like edited out the ads. So I made the case for the VHS. Like I cut out bits of pictures from Speed promos.
That is so gorgeous. And
made as really as like similar to the movie, like the video store version. So I had that for you. I wonder if it still exists somewhere. I should try and find it.
Should ask your mum.
I was really proud of that, and I'm sure if I look back at it, it'd be very cute. Yeah, so we watched Speed now because I was going to lend you a bunch of my favorite action movies on DVD, and you're like, actually, I really would like to watch Speed with you.
Yes.
If that's okay, because apparently you talked to Ben, and he was like, you haven't seen Speed?
He's horrified. Yeah,
which I was saying to Chloe as well. Like, it's a bit rich because until a couple of years ago, Ben had never seen Point Break, which in my opinion is another like one of my top 10. Favorite action movies of all times. I guess Ben's had no choice but to watch Speed 600,000 times since he's known me. Yeah, so we're just going to have a quick chat about action movies. I know you haven't had a chance to watch many.
No.
Now you've watched some Mission Impossible movies and now Speed, and I will send you home with some DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find really enjoyable about action movies?
I think in any movie, when I'm watching it, what makes me think, okay, that is a good movie, is when it makes me, I don't know, feel some sort of intense emotion, whether it's comedy or I'm crying or this one, for example, where I thought I was going to vomit because I was scared the whole way through. You saw me, I was like so tense. I loved it, but that like doesn't throw me off a movie. I think so many people are like, no, I'm terrified, I'm not gonna watch a movie that makes me feel terrified. I kind of like that feeling.
Oh yeah. Yeah, watching horror movies, when I feel scared, like I feel so scared, I get so scared in horror movies, I don't want to watch it. I want to like thrash around and always in tears, but then afterwards I'm like, yes, that movie rules.
It gives you a nice adrenaline rush
it's
or something.
Like something different to how mundane life is, where you know, then I get scared when I hear a noise outside, but you know, that's a bit different to the safety of watching something in on the screen.
Yes.
So friggin' love of action movies, and I'm really excited that you now like them too.
Yes.
If you aren't an action movie fan, so if you're a Tom Cruise fan, you kind of have no choice but to be an action movie fan because he's in a lot of action movies. He has lots of other dramas and some comedy and things like that, but he predominantly does action movies because he likes jumping off buildings and
good on him.
Crazy shit.
Why not? If he can do it, show it off.
If he can do it in his 50s, then why the fuck wouldn't you?
Yes.
I thought for anyone who isn't really into the action movie genre and maybe wants to try some movies, and this applies to you as well, I thought I would just share a couple of my favorite action movies.
Excellent.
And yeah, you can go from there. So obviously Speed is the number one.
Otherwise known as the bus that couldn't slow down.
One day. I kept thinking the whole way watching that. I've got a really good Speed tattoo planned. From Googling, I don't think anyone else has a Speed tattoo.
Huh?
And I want to be the first one, but it's going to have a twist. And I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want anyone ripping off my idea. But maybe by the end of the year, I'll try and get that tattoo. Because
gorgeous.
It's going to be great.
Do it.
Yeah, so my favorite action movies, I guess, influence a lot by the fact my family was obsessed with Arnold Schwarzenegger growing
really?
Up. Absolutely obsessed. Like, as soon as we know Arnie's in it, we're like, got to go see that. Mm-hmm. There's been a few duds and we've been disappointed, but overwhelming. It's kind of like the Tom Cruise thing. You've kind of got this assurance that it's going to be a good time because even though Arnie's not necessarily a great actor, he is great at action movies. Yeah,
still enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've always been drawn to Arnold Schwarzenegger movies as a result of that. So my number two favorite movie of all times is the movie True Lies.
I also haven't seen that.
So it is a James Cameron movie. It is from, I think it's the same year, 1994. Good year for action movies. So James Cameron normally, like, you know, he did Aliens, I should say, which is another one of my favorites because that is a sci-fi action movie, whereas Alien was a sci-fi horror, which is why I think Aliens is my favorite as opposed to Alien. And he normally doesn't do comedy, I guess, where True Lies is a comedy, so you'll enjoy it if you liked Mission Impossible because it is a very, not like, you know, National Lampoon kind of thing, but it is a spoof on spy movie genre.
Excellent.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a spy and it's a comedy and Jamie Lee Curtis is very attractive in it. It has an amazing scene that when you see it, you'll understand.
Okay.
So definitely recommend that movie. Watching it recently, I was a little bit scared because the main plot point is some terrorists are threatening to blow something up and they are Arab terrorists. You know, that's the stereotypical, but there's nothing too problematic apart from, like, it was before that was a really, really bad trope. Uh-huh. So
it's staged okay.
Yeah, it's aged okay. Fine. Like, and, you know, the fact the movie is a spoof, like a very clever, more, I guess, fancy person spoof because it's a bit more, highbrow than the normal spoofs like National Lampoon movies. But I think that's part of why it's aged okay because you're like, yeah, spy movie, it's always the terrorist. It's always, So I think that's why it's aged okay. My other top favorite movie of all times would be Terminator 2.
I think I've seen it a very long time ago.
Yeah. So if you've never seen any Terminator movies, shame on you. Number one rules, but if you're around my age, you probably saw number two first because that came out in the 90s and it was so big and you didn't need to see the first one to get the second one and it fucking rules. Arnold Schwarzenegger had started playing a good Terminator because he didn't like being the bad guy. Now he had kids. So he's like, can I be a good guy? And they're like, okay, we'll just write it so you're a good guy this time.
Nice.
Yeah, and he's a good guy in this one.
Awesome.
Really good. All right, other recommendations? I would recommend, and this is despite the fact I've completely gone off Bruce Willis, but Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 3. Die Hard 2, you can skip because not very well written.
Okay.
Yeah, but I grew up watching Die Hard 3 probably once a week, kind of like Speed. It's got Samuel Jackson as well, playing a typical Samuel Jackson role. And Jeremy Irons is a bad guy, and he's very good as a bad
guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've gone off Bruce Willis because he's apparently the worst guy.
Really? I don't know any of this.
An asshole. Oh. Apparently he's just the most horrible person to deal with professionally, like personally. Just.
That's a pity.
Yeah, considering how many movies of his I liked growing up. Obviously, you know, we can go into other subgenres of the action movie genre, which is like action-adventure. So have you seen all of the Indiana Jones movies?
Gosh, I've probably only seen the first one.
Yeah, highly recommend them because also, what's his name? Not Han Solo. I've just forgotten his real name. Harrison Ford. Jesus. Harrison Ford is absolutely beautiful in these movies. Like, he was gorgeous as Han Solo, but he seems to be even more handsome as Indiana Jones. Even though there's, like, that problem of, like, white people going into ancient civilizations and stealing shit. It's a bit shit, but fun movie. Speaking of Harrison Ford, I also just watched The Fugitive again recently, which I watched when it came out in, like, the 90s. It's actually a really good film. Like, it dated better than I expected. And, yeah, kind of like Harrison Ford sort of moved into, like, the dad genre of action movies. I can't think of the names of them, but it's like a bad guy, someone in the CIA is framing him and he's got to get away. And so, yeah, dads are like, yeah, I love this movie. Yeah, it's very cute.
All this is doing is making me realize how long ago I've seen all these or that I haven't seen them at all. It's making me feel bad.
That's right. That's all we have, streaming services.
Yes. I will find them again.
And friends with obnoxiously large DVD collections like me that you can borrow things from. Some ones that are a bit newer, I would recommend the John Wick movie series if you like Keanu Reeves. So even though Keanu Reeves is probably in his 50s when he first did the first John Wick, brilliant. So much. I was so angry that I watched it at home and missed it in the cinemas because it is so good.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and I missed the second one at the cinemas as well for like a really silly reason. But the third one, while in England, like I'm like, we have to watch
Dedication.
John Wick 3. And we did, and it's really good. And they all happen like immediately one after the other. So there's no... It's just
7 years later and everything's changed. It's exactly the same.
Like, nice. He's still tired from the first movie in the third movie, which is really good.
Great.
Another movie that has just popped up for me that I recommend, I don't know if it's on a streaming service, it's called The Raid, but but specifically The Raid 2. So action movies typically tend to be, like, when we think of them, like, you know, the American hero is a villain and he has to have a shootout and there's explosions and everything and he defeats the villain 99% of the time. However, other countries have started doing their own action movies, and one of the best ones I've seen is The Raid 2. It is actually Indonesian.
Mm-hmm.
It's by an English director who lives over there, and their martial arts style is one, I can't remember what it's called, but it's one from there, and it is best martial arts movie I've seen in a long time. So that's another genre, is martial arts movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I could go on for hours. Like, I'm looking through this list of things to recommend.
And I'm just like, nope. Nope.
It's overwhelming. Yeah, I just recommend even Googling best action movies of all times, and the list.
What's number one?
It says Mad Max Fury Road. It's not like an official list. Oh. It's just what Google pops up.
All right.
But Mad Max, which.
I do love that movie.
Fucking rules. That movie is incredible. Then The Matrix, Die Hard, Terminator 2, and so on. If I'm going to finish on any movie that comes here. Face Off. Don't watch Face Off.
No. That's Nicolas Cage, right?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage and John Travolta, and they swap faces. Even though neither of them look alike at all. They swap faces and suddenly they're each other.
I have to watch it.
Now it's by John Woo, who did Mission Impossible 2.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's what you're in store for.
Yep. Enough said. Cool.
Yeah. Probably recommend, most of the movies I recommended tend to be white dudes as the lead actor, but there are some really good ones that star actors who are not white. Will Smith is in some really good action movies. He was in a lot more action movies than comedies, which he came from a comedy background. But yeah, so obviously Independence Day is a really big one. One of my favorites, even though it's kind of dated badly because of technology, Enemy of the State.
Mm-hmm.
And Wesley Snipes is probably one of my favorite action stars of all times. I think I recommend to you Passenger 57,
mm-hmm.
which is like an airplane hijacking movie, which is another subgenre. It's like a sub-subgenre of action movies where planes getting hijacked by bad dudes. And yeah, that's really good. But I just started watching and I only realized I hadn't watched it before. Demolition Man, because I was thinking about Sandra Bullock because we were going to watch Speed. And I'm like, wait, have I watched Demolition Man? And I only got about 20 minutes in because I had other stuff to do. But I recommend that. Just the fashion alone, because it's set in like 2043 or something. And watch the 90s.
Future.
What 1993 thought the future was going to be then is wild.
Excellent.
Like, and Sandra Bullock's character is obsessed with 20th century pop culture. So all of her office is just full of cool stuff from the 20th century, which is all 90s stuff. So it's like a Red Hot Chili Peppers poster. A poster from... Lethal Weapon, and yeah, really
nice.
Yeah, it was great. So yeah, I recommend them. If anyone ever has any more questions about what they think they should see action movie wise, just ask me, because I'm happy to help. If you do want to hit me up for some suggestions, just check me out on my social media, which is Tom Cruise Reviews on Instagram and Tom Cruise Review, no S, on Twitter. Once again, thank you so much for joining me, Chloe.
Thank you, Clara.
Sorry, I just kind of yelled action movie titles at you the whole time.
I need all the help I can get.
And I hope you all have a fun time watching some action movies. Let me know what you think, and I'll catch you next time.
Bye.